That's going to be downsizing for me, buddy. A canvas wall tent. Comfortable sleeping bag. Under the desert skies. Sweet Jennifer. My horses. My dogs. You'll bring the kids out to see me every once in a while, won't you?
How many mules are you going to need to pack your books?
Yeah, I got to
covered wagons.
That's sure.
Aging in place includes camping. Living a life in a tent. Sorry.
What's that magazine you get? They call it glamping.
It's Mary Jane's Farm, yeah.
Glamping. Camping.
Yeah, well, I like that all right. It looks pretty frou-frou for you, though. You'll have your tent, and I'll have my glamping trailer. How's that?
I'll
visit every day.
I'll take a tent, that's for sure. Let's get back to the callers. We have Dave calling from Ahwatukee. He's been very patient with us. Let's see if we can bring him in and answer his question. What is it, Dave?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Actually, I have two questions for you. One has to do with patching a stucco wall, and the other has to do with finding out if you had any experience with rubber garage door thresholds. So,
start with the stucco. What do you got?
Well, I've got a freestanding block wall that has textured stucco on it. It started to peel off in spots, so I got out there with my scraper and scraped down all the loose stuff down to the point where the stucco was still adhering. Did use some textured stucco patch and put it on there. I thought it'd be no problem at all. Well, the job looks frankly pretty crappy now. And so, you know, I'm debating. I've got high points and, you know, imperfections in the first coating I put on. It's about at most maybe an eighth an inch thick in spots, sometimes less. But it just doesn't. I can tell that when I get ready to paint, it's going to be very obvious what I patched and what I hadn't. So I didn't know whether I should go at it with maybe trying to smooth out some of those high spots with a wire brush or something, and then put another coat of stucco on it, or use textured paint. I'm not sure how to blend that in.
Yeah, it can be tough. Dave, have we done a failure analysis of why the stucco was peeling in the first place?
No, it's a really short wall. I think maybe the stucco that was put on there before allowed to dry properly or something. I don't know. It's not the first time it's been done, but the last stucco job lasted about 5 years. So I figured, you know, for something like that, it's
you mentioned you took your paint scraper and scraped the loose stucco off. Was there a lot of white powder between the stucco and the block itself?
No.
No efflorescence at all? Is there a planter behind this short wall?
No, there's plants on either side, but there's no planters. No,
any sprinkler.
It's a wall between my neighbor's house and my house.
And no sprinklers are spraying on it regularly.
No.
Okay. Well, what I would have told you had you called me before you repaired the stucco, and what did you use? Like a custom patch, textured stucco out of a can.
A little quart can of stucco patch.
Okay, that's a pretty good product. And again, you have to experiment with it to get the texture to match whatever it is that's there. I would tell you that if the stucco is repeatedly failing, you said this stucco job lasted 5 years. The only thing that can be causing the stucco to fail is moisture from something. Either we're not keeping the wall painted well enough, and when it rains, it sits on top of the wall, bleeds into the system, and then wicks its way out. Is the damage up towards the top of the wall or down towards the bottom?
Both, I guess.
Okay. How often do you paint this wall?
It's probably been painted. I've owned the house for about 15 years. It's probably been painted twice, so that maybe that's part of the problem.
And when you do paint it, Dave, I want to encourage you to paint it with good paint, exterior, as high acrylic content as you can buy.
Okay.
Okay, that's going to help you. Now, getting the texture to match is going to be hard for me to coach you through that over the radio, but I can tell you, if you don't like the way it looks, simply take your trowel, apply a smooth layer over everything, and start from scratch. Is it what we call a skip trowel rough texture, or is it more like a sanded smooth finish?
It's a bit more smooth with just kind of bumps in it. So it was, you know, that's what I was thinking. I could, if I should maybe just, grind down the high spots and just try another thin coat of stucco over the top
and,
of it.
And what are you applying the stucco patch with, Dave?
Probably a 5-inch trowel.
Okay. Here's I'm going to solve this for you right now. I want you to get to Border Marvel. And I want you to get a sponge trowel, okay? And what you're going to do is you're going to go ahead and do what you're saying. Take the high spots off as best you can. Then I want you to power wash the wall and apply a concrete glue bonder. And then I want you to float the whole thing with a stucco patch and that sponge trowel. It's going to look beautiful when you're done. When we get back, we'll talk about the garage door threshold.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's home improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.